This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. State Representative Shannon Byrd is running for Congress, hoping to challenge Republican Gabe Evans in the 8th District. Byrd, who lives in Westminster, is a member of the legislature's Budget Writing Committee. She's viewed by her colleagues as a moderate, pro-business lawmaker. Since she's the third Democrat to enter the race, State Representative Manny Rudinell and the district's former Congresswoman, Yadira Caraveo, are also in the running. The primary is still over a year away. Food trucks will soon be able to move more easily between Colorado cities. That's after Governor Jared Polis signed a new law today. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
The law sets up a reciprocal licensing system between local governments. That means if a truck passes its fire safety inspections in one city or county, it may be able to use that permit to operate in other areas. It also will allow food trucks to operate in Denver using a state-issued food safety license instead of having to get a Denver-specific inspection. Also under the new law, cities can't ban food trucks from areas where restaurants are allowed. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Utilities will be able to offer more generous discounts to lure new industrial or commercial developments to the state. With the new bipartisan law, utilities can offer discounts to larger projects without needing approval from state regulators, and companies can seek discounts for longer periods of time. To qualify for a lower rate, though, utilities must show that the discount won't raise costs for other consumers, and the business must show it brings wider economic benefits to the community. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06.